Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pilot Town. It is Professor Dunnick
and Professor Clark.
Today with us, we have two guests, one that has made an appearance before and one that has never. You want to introduce the one that's made an appearance before, Kobe?
Yes, Trainer Hubbard. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, you guys have never been on together.
No, we've never been on. I've only been on with you, but everyone else is new to me
here. But you have been on.
Yes, I've been on. This is Trainer Hubbard. I have, in fact, been on. I was on episode 2 of Pallet Town. Crazy, I remember that. I don't remember anything. I'm also very sick. But, you know, we're gonna rush through it. We're gonna power through it, because that's what I do, baby.
Well, there we go. Some wise words from Trainer Hubbard there, also known as Andre, because we're going to keep it simple.
Yes.
And then Chris cannot wait for his turn, so we're just going to cut it to him now.
Oh, no.
Here with me is Trainer Morris. I wanted to say your full name for a second, but here you go.
Christopher W. Morris.
Hello, guys. Harry's going to yell at me if I talk, so I'm not going to talk much. I'm happy to be on Pallet Town today.
Wow, that's cute. Welcome to Pallet Town. This is going to be a very hectic episode. Kobe's already running in circles.
Yeah, I don't know what Kobe's doing.
Kobe, that chair is the perfect height for you. But today's a special episode. We're going on it. We have everyone here. I finally got Chris for one, which took forever because I tried to get him on one before, and then he had like a show and stuff, and then I realized that I was on that show too. So
yeah, I thought he was already on.
That was funny. No, but it's only been you two.
Oh wow!
And then I have a few solo ones.
Can I just say the way that we're sitting right now? It's like we're about to tell ghost stories.
Yeah,
we're like in a circle just with microphones. Ooh, it's like flashlights.
Normally, when people do podcasts like this, they're like over Discord, but we're in person.
Oh, so like, yeah.
Chris, tell me how you feel about that.
I feel great. We should have done this over Discord. I feel like that would have been interesting.
That'd have been a lot easier.
I have a microphone at home, so definitely could have done that.
That might be something that would be way easier to schedule than this. But yeah. You would think that the time that we're all together would be the easiest part to schedule, but it's not.
No, because we have two hand microphones that we're just passing around. So I don't know, maybe next time we'll have to plan on Discord.
But I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah. Today we are talking about Pokemon. Obviously it's Pallet Town, but we're talking specifically our favorite typings. There is now a fireplace in the middle of us, or a campfire. Brayden is making new noise in the back of the studio. Good stuff. Brayden also might come in for a tidbit. You want to come here for a second? You're in here. You said you know stuff.
Howdy.
Brayden, we just have a lot of people. So I think Brayden will come in once we actually get into the topic itself, which... he's just vibing. But speaking of which, our topic today is, what is, in your opinion, the best typing?
Lightning. Done. No, water.
Lightning?
No.
It's electric.
Oh, crap.
Lightning.
Electric. Or water. Electric or water. I like those two. I'm biased.
Okay, what's yours, Kobe?
Electric or fire?
You gotta pick one.
I don't know. Fire.
You have to pick one too. So Kobe's fire.
Grass. You know what?
Grass. What you got for me?
I have a dark type as my favorite, and I think the best.
Loser.
Oh, that's really quiet. I like dark type.
So we got fire and grass, two of the like trio, like starter like types, and then you get dark.
Dork.
That's dork.
Isn't like
mine is normal.
Oh, no, because I'm looking at a lot of different ones, right?
Normal is the most
you got it.
I don't want to say like utility. It's the best utility typing.
Utility.
Yeah, it's just a utility typing.
Got you. So, again, normal can
learn any typing of moves. They're not just limited to what they have. No Pokemon is limited to what they have, but they get the most variety. So there's that. I think you guys.
All right, so we argue why they're the best. All right.
Yeah, Chris, remember, you have to have a microphone.
Yeah, I know. So dark types, you know, they're super.
They're sober.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit sick too. They're super effective against psychic and ghost types, if you didn't know that, which is great because psychic and ghost types are annoying. I don't like them. They ruin everything. They're no fun. They make me want to cry. But unfortunately, they're weak against fighting dark and fairy types. Oh, fairy types are broken. I don't like fairy types.
Dark is not super effective against dark.
Dark, I said not very effective.
Oh, you're talking about resistances. Yes.
They're not very effective against fighting dark and fairy. Psychic types have no effect on dark types whatsoever.
Well, if you want to talk statistics, steel is regarded as the best typing in the game.
Well, yeah, cause it's like, isn't it just like fire and fighting is like the only thing super effective on it?
It's weak to fire, fighting, and ground, but it resists.
Like everything else.
Chris.
What?
Work with me on the mics here.
Okay.
Let me take this one.
No. I'm like flip-flopping between them.
We have solutions. All right, so.
Steel is definitely the best typing. I personally think normal is the best because of how much utility it has. Because it's only weak to fighting, and it's immune to ghost. And it can learn any type of move.
Oh, wow.
What?
Steel is resistant to normal, grass, ice, flying, psychic, bug, rock, dragon, steel, and fairy.
Yeah, I told you.
That's literally everything except for fighting, fire, and ground.
So unless you have a super effective hit, it resists it.
All right. So who picked fire types over here?
I
did. Lame.
Send it to Kobe.
You're weak.
What did you just say to me, boy?
I said you're weak. I'm sorry.
Oh, why do you like... It's heating up in the type fandom over here.
Wait, Brayden, get
in here and tell me what your favorite type is.
We're like passing the mic around like a WWE like.
Yeah, title. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And up to Brayden.
My favorite type's water because they're all the cutest ones.
Yeah, that's kind of my reasoning when I said water at first.
This cute is just freaking me out.
Stop. Well, we have water, grass, and fire. We have fire. Kobe with fire. Andre with grass, and then Brayden with water, and then Chris has dark, and I have normal. We're unique, at least. We didn't choose one of the three typings you get at the beginning of the game.
We'd make a
for every game.
Oh yeah.
Normal's like the first type you catch, though. Like, no matter what game you're playing, like the first Pokemon you're gonna run into is a normal type.
I would like to change my answer.
What?
Psychic.
Oh, that's a good.
Oh no. Chris is like your mortal enemy. He's like your hard counter.
Just like real life.
Tell me, okay. Chris explained. Okay, tell me why you like dark. We're just gonna let you.
All right, well, I have to go to my whole statistics page because I'm playing the statistic game here. Someone has to, and it's gonna be me.
Take the mic.
Okay, hold up. I'm looking for the statistic. I'm sorry. I like dark types because, again, when you get to the late game scenario, you're gonna see a lot of psychic and ghost types. At least for the games I've played. That's where all the psychics and ghosts are, you know. So it's annoying. And having a dark type early on, even though you can't catch them early on, is pretty good. Get some trades going. Have a pretty decent dark type. My favorite dark type Pokemon is Umbreon. Harry's going to hate me because he absolutely despises the Eeveelutions.
If you like Eeveelutions, you're the most basic Pokemon trainer on the planet.
Why don't you like Eeveelutions?
They're just dumb.
What?
It's just...
Harry, you're peeking the mic.
The concept is cool, but the problem with it is, thank you, Andre. The problem with it is that they're all. It's just so I don't like it. It's just I never liked it. They're just like not enjoyable to me. But
I feel that I like them though. I don't know. I like them a lot.
I do not like them.
I think a Pokemon that can evolve into multiple other different types of Pokemon is super cool to me. Especially someone like
I like the idea.
Yeah,
I just don't like how they delivered it.
I feel that. I mean, that can be a whole podcast on itself, honestly.
I know. We'll save that for next time.
Sorry, Kobe was trying to talk to me about the Snapchat.
Okay.
All right.
We explain why you like dark types. You stop. Okay. You stop.
Okay. Why do you like dark types?
I just explained it a second
ago. Personally.
Personally?
Not statistics, because if it's statistics, steals the best.
Okay.
Well, personally, I just think dark types are cool. Like, what's a cool Pokemon? Something that like roams in the night and like you never see, and like they have all these mystic backstories about killing kids and stuff, but they're still cool, like Drifloom, Absol. Harry's looking at me with disgust because I said Absol.
Drifloom's a ghost type.
It is?
How do you feel about that?
Isn't Drifloom ghost and dark?
It's ghost flying.
This isn't great. This is just
that's not right.
I'm watching.
It's
right
ghost
now.
Flying. Drifloom or Drifloom are ghost flying.
I swear they're ghost dark.
Ghost flying.
Back to Chris.
Alright. I'm done.
Chris is talking. Over to Harry.
So Chris just likes the creepy stuff.
All right. I only have one reason.
Dark types don't actually Really? Yeah. What did you just say?
Mewtwo. Dude, don't. Mewtwo.
Quit touching each other.
Psychic.
Obvious. Give me other reasons why you like Psychic.
I just like Mewtwo.
That's it. That's your only reason for liking Psychic.
I have stats on why.
Did you know these stats prior to choosing Psychic?
Nope. Prior to changes in Generation 4, all damaging Psychic type moves were special, but they also
why are you reading?
Now be physical depending on the attack. You want some statistical averages? HP, 73 points. The attack is a 74-pointer. The defense has a nice 75. The special attack is a nice 94-pointer. Special defense is at 88, and speed at a 78. So, and when it's fully evolved, they go up by about 10 or 15 more.
Kobe, you're reading this like you're a sports analyst.
That's my job here at WBDG.
Yes, but this is about Pokemon. We're not commentating a match. We're talking about our favorites.
Technically, you can do that on Pokemon since it's competitive.
I mean, yeah, but that's not what we're doing.
It's what I'm doing.
It's what I'm doing. I'm hosting the tournament, not you.
No. Never mind.
Okay.
That made no sense.
Okay, so that's your reason for liking Psychic type is Mewtwo.
Ever since I started playing Smash on the Wii Brawl, he was my favorite to use.
We're moving.
He wasn't in Brawl.
He wasn't in Brawl.
No, he wasn't.
He was not in Brawl.
Melee.
Stop.
Was
it Melee?
He was in Melee. He's only been in Melee and Ultimate.
Oh, in Smash 4.
Oh, he was in 4. My bad.
I'm sorry. I'm a fake
fan. I never played 4. I don't like it.
You never played 4? Mm-mm. Well, I mean, it doesn't... Compared to Ultimate, it's kind of whack. But mm-hmm. Back on Pokemon.
Okay. So we have... We're going on to Andre now. Give me why. So we now have Dark, Psychic, Normal, and Grass. And, and Water.
Okay.
Do you want to explain why?
We're going... We'll get to... That's why. He already did.
Yeah.
One more time.
They're the cutest.
So you make fun of my Thank explanation. You.
Yours is just a singular Pokemon.
He said a basic.
And he's right. In general, all of water, the majority of water types are cute.
I don't understand.
There's Gyarados.
Oh yeah, Gyarados is dope.
I don't understand how you can say water types are the cutest. Feebas exist.
So does things like Chinchou and Pinkert. Well, that's all electric type.
That sounds fake.
What?
Chinchou.
Yeah, it's the little lantern fish.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. It's cute. There's a lot of cute water types. Manaphy, Fionne.
The new starter? What's it called?
Sobble.
Again? Yeah, Sobble.
Sobble Squad. But,
I think
Andre.
It's called Sobble. No, I like grass. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was going to go with water because the same reason Brayden said, but I didn't think that was going to be a good enough answer, but apparently it was. Not gonna feel kind of dumb. But I'm actually going to change my answer back to back to electric. Because I've always really liked electric as a kid, and I think they're super powerful. And it's not because of Pikachu. I actually don't like Pikachu that much because he's overrated. As cute as he is, he's overrated.
I like electric types. I won't fight Andre on this one. Electric types are pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, gosh. He just like... I just saw Chris's hand appear, just phase in out of existence.
All right, shut up now.
Electric type is like, so liking electric type is like having your favorite food be saltine crackers. That's like the most basic thing you can like. Like everyone likes electric types. Who doesn't want to have the power of thunder in their side? Like who doesn't want a mini Zeus on their team? Like of course everyone likes an electric type. That's so lame. Like seriously, bro, I'm gonna fight you for saying you like electric types.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, it's very
You said dark types because you're an edgelord.
Okay, that's different, though. I'm a sad evil.
You thought a ghost type was a dark type.
They're practically the same, almost.
No.
Then you just picked a typing that has the same... It's basically the same as another one. Why would you do that?
That's typism.
You said my favorite, not the best.
That's typism.
And I quote, Harry said, pick your favorite, not the best.
This guy says he likes Umbreon and Absol.
If I would have picked the best, I would have said fairy and called it a day.
Yeah, honestly, if you wanted the best offensive typing, easily fairy.
Okay. Well, I just want to make it clear that Harry pretty much licked the mic when he made a face at me. So like,
from your perspective, it looked like it, but I did not.
I'm pretty sure you did.
At least I wasn't making out in the mic on take 1, 2, and 4.
You want me to make out with the mic now?
You don't get mic privileges.
I'm feeling a lot of animosity on this podcast today. Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
But you got electric. Mm-hmm. What are the stats behind electric?
The stats? I don't know them off the top of my head.
I mean, what's its weak to and super effective against?
It's weak to...
It's only one thing.
It wasn't water.
No, it's That's super strong. Effective against water.
Yeah, it's strong against water, but it's weak to... Hold on. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Oh. I just heard something from the microphone.
Kobe only know. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know why that was so loud.
Why was that so loud? Kobe only knows that because we did the same thing to him, and it took up a good 5 minutes to figure it out. It's ground.
It was ground?
Yes. Kobe, quit talking when you're not on the mic.
Why is it ground? You know?
Because electricity can't go through ground.
Oh.
Like, electric currents don't travel through the ground. Can we play jazz under this? Maybe. Maybe we'll have a bed, but...
Just, like, edit it in. Just, like, edit it in. Put
some... Chris. Okay, well...
That's a good idea.
Listen. So, electric, it's honestly pretty good. It's super... It's only weak to ground... Even though ground is a very common typing, especially in the competitive play, but you have to deal with it. I mean, it does do good against, you know, flying and water, to also two very, very common typings.
Mm-hmm.
What else is it good against? I think that's it. It's only super effective against two things.
Yeah,
it gets bodied by steel and rock types typically. Yeah. I don't know. They're kind of whack overall. I think all their designs are cool, but they're not good that competitive. Not that good competitively.
I'm not really a competitive player, so I just kind of enjoy.
Well, I have to look at things on the competitive side. That's my job.
Oh yeah, you are a professor.
Yeah,
soon to be gym leader.
Well, I have normal type.
Normal type.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give us your reason.
So it's only not very effective against rock and steel. So you're hitting everything except for a rock and steel. It doesn't affect ghost, but ghost doesn't affect it, so that's a resistance.
Oh.
And typically, normal type Pokemon get dark type moves, so you have coverage on ghost types. Again, ghost doesn't affect it, but the only like typing that's super effective against it is fighting, and fighting's not very common.
Mm. Ooh, I actually really like fighting type. I'm not going to see my answer. But I really like fighting types, now that I think about it.
They're just normal types all around. I know this is what they're made for, but they're just neutrally good against just about everything. And they have a resistance. A dark type has a resistance too, but...
You know, normal types are like...
I mean, not effect.
So, if electric types are the saltine crackers of your favorite Pokemon, I want to say that normal types are your Ritz crackers. Like, enjoyable by everyone, but like... There's other things better than it. Let's be real here. Like, normal types are great. Pretty good. Oh, what are you doing? Scott,
I pulled the mic away from you for a reason, and then you leaned into it.
Well, no, okay. So, normal types are like the Ritz crackers of the Pokemon world, if electric types are the saltine crackers, right? So, like, everyone can enjoy a nice normal type Pokemon. I'm sure everyone ran through the entire game with a normal type Pokemon. Because I know I did. I had a Lillipup and Jinx.
They just... They fill whatever you need, yeah. And having the resistance.
Well, honestly,
so, like,
they're just HM slaves.
I don't have to waste a slot on a dark type.
True.
I can just have dark type moves on
like
my normal type.
I feel like you're adding me because you said waste a slot on a dark type.
Yeah. No, honestly, that's a waste of a slot.
Don't make me demote you from Ritz crackers to something else.
You're literally like.
If you can't tell, I'm hungry.
A dark type Pokemon is like a.
It's like a what?
It's like a really bad knockoff Cheez-It with a bad aftertaste.
Oh, no, it's like...
It seems good at first, and then you have a bad aftertaste.
Well, no,
like,
it's not a Cheez-It. It's a cheese nip.
I would just... Yeah, it's a cheese nip. I would rather... Yeah. It's like drinking a Dr. Bob instead of a Dr. Thunder, and you're drinking a Dr. Thunder because you can't get a Dr. Pepper.
Wait, Dr. Bob exists?
Yes.
Taste test 2020?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, we'll ignore it, but...
Okay, but... All right. Again... Normal types are your Ritz crackers of the Pokemon world. Great. You know, they go good with anything. Put some cheese on it, peanut butter. Ritz crackers are overall what? I won't argue with you. Your choice of normal is pretty... It's pretty up there. I like it.
Another thing is I just enjoy normal type designs more than any other ones.
Yeah. Normal types, since they're normal, they have so much more room to be, like, creatively free. Mm-hmm. Like, Smeargle
is a pretty good one. Like Kecleon's a normal type.
Yeah, like these really cool Pokemon that don't look like normal types, but are normal types. They're really cool. They're some of the best designs.
One of my new favorite Pokemon is a mix of both of our types, Obstagoon. in is Sword that, and Shield.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The new
I told
Zigzagoon
you.
Line is dark and normal. But that means it's four times weak to fighting.
That's great.
So if it gets touched by a fighting type of move, it's going to go down.
I feel like Kobe and Andre want to say something.
Oh, we're both in the mic?
Oh, hello. Oh, this is very nerve-wracking.
All right, so... Ooh, mine's... Why does this microphone just get very loud for some no reason?
I have a quick question. What's a Dr. Bomb?
Dr. Bob is...
Bob.
This is not the time or place to talk about Dr. Bob. I'll tell you after, okay? We'll talk about... No, it's the Doctor. It's so Dr. Pepper exists, and then there's the knockoff of that is Dr. Thunder, and then the knockoff of that is Dr. K, and then the knockoff of that is Dr. Bob, and like that's legitimately how it goes. They're not copying Dr. Pepper.
Who makes this?
I honestly could not tell you.
So there's a knockoff of a knockoff of a knockoff.
Yes.
That is knockoffception.
Well, and then there's the original at the top of all that.
This is insane.
Okay, well, back to Pokemon. Chris is about to leave, so we gotta sum this up.
I was just very interested. Sorry.
Okay, so we're just wrapping it up now.
Yeah.
Okay, so wrap it up. Electric is the best type ever to exist ever. The coolest.
This is false.
The coolest and the best. They have that one electric Pokemon. It's like a it was my favorite. I'm mad. I can't remember the name of it. It was like a. Help me out with this, Harry, because you know Pokemon more than I do. It's like a...
I just want everybody to know that when he told me to help him out, he says, it's like a... And then just gave me, like, a weird cup hand shape. And that's all I got to go with.
It's like a black and blue dog.
A Manectric.
Yes!
It's blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow, yes. Wait, it is?
Oh, it is. Luxray. It's either Luxray...
Yeah. The evolved form.
Well, it's the previous form is green and yellow. Was it like a thunder dog? Was it a dog in the shape of lightning almost?
No, he's thinking of Shinx and that
line. I'm pretty sure you're thinking of Shinx, Luxio, and Luxray.
That's what I thought, but you just said it's a cat.
It is a cat.
It's a puma, isn't it?
Pokemon.
Cat, puma, it's a feline.
It's a jaguar. Alright, can I get my final statement?
I'm looking this up.
Oh, yeah, you have to leave.
Alright. So, my final statement is...
I'm sorry, I was thinking of Shinx, but it's evolved form. Leo, Voltra, or... I like them all. I love them all. And Sword and Shield.
Alright, so it's my turn. So, final statements. Harry likes Ritz crackers.
Ritz are good.
Andre...
Ritz
are good.
Just call them saltine crackers.
Andre likes
saltine. I felt like paparazzi. There was like multiple mics. Like,
no. Andre likes saltine crackers because he likes electric. What do you like?
I would say electric's the Ritz crackers.
What's your favorite type?
Oh, psychic.
Oh, he likes that weird stuff. He's into like boba tea. That's what that is.
I love boba tea.
What are these combinations? You're just making words.
Well, no. Ritz crackers are like everyone likes an electric type Pokemon.
You can't just go from crackers to boba tea.
Well, like, it's that weird stuff. Like, if I like Cheez-Its, that's boba tea. Like, it like.
Hang on, one moment.
Okay. Chris keeps putting the microphone too close to his mouth, and now Harry's popping it up.
So. Okay. All right. So we have Ritz crackers, saltine crackers, boba tea. I like cheese nips.
Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob's in there somewhere. It's not as good as Dr. K or Dr. Thunder, but it's in there. I have to go in a few minutes. I'm really hungry.
Can I missed breakfast this morning. Can I at least be some Cheez-Its?
No.
What? You're psychic typing. Cheez-Its is too good for that.
Exactly. Cheez-Its is like steel. Like
that's fairy.
Cheez-Its are like steel type. That's statistically proven.
That's factual.
Very.
I concur.
I can concur.
I triple concur. Okay, well, now that Chris has to leave, we should wrap this up. Kobe, I don't care what you have to say. You chose psychic type. I'm just kidding. What do you have to say?
Well, first off, I just want to start off with my feelings are hurting now. So
Brayden likes water types. That's pretty good. What's the comparison to water types?
Water.
No. That's like milk. That's like
bottled water. You're bottled great value water.
No, if he's bottled water, he's obviously Fiji then. It's like, it's
no.
I refuse to give Chris the mic anymore.
Chris, we're sorry. Get away. Don't touch me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take over for a second. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. This was a very wacky episode. Thank you, Brayden, for your guest appearance. Chris, do you have something? Here you
go. I just want to say that water types would be the cute little ice mountain, like snack-sized water bottles.
That this is, I mean, honestly, that's got some evidence backing it up.
You're great value water. So. No, the
shut up, Boba Tea.
What is
you're
Boba
literally
Tea?
Okay, listen.
Like maybe edible water.
We'll talk about these what typings compare to real life. Hey.
Yeah, the little balls.
we're talking about the edible water that's like in a little sphere that
no.
Eat. Yeah, that's
okay. Well, thank you everybody. Thank you everybody for listening. This was Palette Town with Harry, Andre, Kobe, Chris and Brayden. God, yeah. This is a 5-person cast today.
This has been a crazy, crazy podcast. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this.
I think we might do Freedom Friday like this one time.
That'd be great. That'd be no way.
All right. Well,
I retract my statement.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm going to go around and have everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
See you guys. Love you.
All right, and there you go. This is Professor Dunnock signing off from Palette Town.